Under the proposal, instead of opting in to vote, residents would opt out. Currently, potential voters who go to a state agency, most commonly the DMV, are asked if they would also like to be signed up to vote. Under the proposed system, the potential voter would be automatically registered to vote, but they would then have the option of declining to be registered. The voter registration data would be automatically sent to the appropriate Board of Elections, which would verify whether the registrant is eligible to vote. Susan Lerner, with the government reform group Common Cause, speaking at a pre-hearing rally, says other states that implemented automatic voter registration, also known as AVR, have greatly increased their voter rolls.
And we know there's a certain inertia that humans have if they have to actually initiate something. So AVR is an opt-out system. This information is going to transfer automatically unless you tell the agency, I don't want to be on the voter rolls.
Lerner says other states have found that change translates into more voters going to the polls.
What we've seen in the states, the 15 states in the District of Columbia, which have established AVR, is that once people know they're registered, a really significant proportion, 40 to 50% of them, take that invitation and go in and vote. That's a big increase.
The advocates would also like to expand the agencies that offer automatic voter registration to social services agencies that provide welfare subsidies and food stamps, and the State Department of Health, which handles health care under the Medicaid program, as well as the State Housing Agency.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Testimony at the hearing centered on the nuts and bolts of how to implement an automatic voter registration system. Concerns include how to protect undocumented immigrants. They might inadvertently be signed up by a state agency to vote and could end up being deported by federal authorities. Sean Morales-Doyle is with NYU's Brennan Center for Justice.
This is a rare occurrence, and we think it can remain a rare occurrence. But in the unfortunate circumstance where someone is ineligible and ends up on the rolls, if they're a non-citizen, that means they're at risk of deportation. They're basically permanently barred from naturalizing if they vote, and we want to make sure there are protections in place for that.
Robert Brehm, co-executive director of the New York State Board of Elections, advised lawmakers to craft a bill that could stand up to potential court challenges. Lawmakers are also in the process of amending the state's constitution to allow same-day voter registration, as well as permitting mail-in voting. Those changes could not happen until 2021. At the earliest. Brehm recommends that changes to the voter registration system for automatic voting also be compatible with the other changes. Brehm says it would take 3 years for the State Board of Elections to implement everything, and he says it would cost money.
In order to make the state system function with all the agencies, about $4 million, about $1.25 million for the county board of election systems that would need to be upgraded in order to accomplish this.
Lawmakers already acted earlier this year to implement some improvements that will be made to the state's voter system. They begin in the fall election cycle. For the first time, early in-person voting will be permitted up to 10 days before Election Day at selected locations. And the state Democratic Party wants to allow New Yorkers to register for a political party closer to the 2020 presidential primary. Current rules say voters have to register in a party by October in order to be eligible to vote in April. The Democrats want to allow party registrations up to 60 days before the primary's held. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.